Hi, John. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good.
Good. Good to hear. So I was just calling because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, I put a hold on the payment.
Okay.
To negotiate something because there was, you know, there was a rush to throw this stuff all together and throw it up on the internet, and it seemed to be having some results, like first 2 weeks.
Okay.
And then as I'm checking on the website for a few days, I don't know, up to a week or so, my site wasn't even up and running. It was nowhere on the search engine. So I don't know how long it was down or whatever. So I had to call there to get my site back on, and they turned it back on, but I don't know why it was off. The first reason. And then the second thing is this whole thing was rushed together without me even providing the information that we were going to provide, which was logos and some pictures and some different stuff. So the, I don't know who gave the authorization, but they went and they threw this website up real quick, and they didn't take any of my Google reviews from my other, which is the same site. They didn't take any of my old information or do anything with my site. So they just went, hurried up and created a new Facebook and a new website. And now I can't get any of my old stuff, which was all my excellent Google reviews. And I've called several times and they're trying to tell me that they don't know how to find them. And I know there's a way to get them. So I'm very unhappy with the performance of the service department as far as rushing this through and then not helping me with finding these reviews and getting the updates I want, and then of course not even running my site. It wasn't even up and running for at least a week from what I can tell.
Okay.
So I've been contacting
a
couple other companies, and I've got a couple of them. One is at $179 a month, one's at $199 a month. And you guys are at $249 a month, and I'm not having much luck. And I know first couple of weeks I was having some response, and I could tell it was out there.
Mm-hmm.
But after I noticed it wasn't up and running, I have only had one lead through there, but that was only somebody that I already had, and I told them to go to my site so I could get the, you know, the clicks on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only one in the last, I think it's about 3 weeks. So I haven't.
Was that Louise Gerloff on 1866
yeah.
Willow Park? Okay.
Yeah. She's my aunt's friend. So
I see. Okay.
I told her to go through there just so we could get the, you know, the response and stuff.
Okay.
But I mean, there's other sites that do the same thing, and they're offering me to get in for less, and I'm really not happy with the way things have been going. So I don't know.
I just wanted to thank you for relaying all of that to me. I'm going to heavily notate your account. I do want to let you know that I'm with the billing department, so all I do is call out and collect failed payments. You do definitely have a more affordable option that I can offer you, John. And your $249 package includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, we could remove the Facebook ads, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. Okay?
Uh-huh.
With that package, you're still on the first page of Google locally. You're still on the first page of Bing. The website stays up and running.
Hold up. Before you keep going, I have not been on the first page of Google not one time since I signed up for this.
Yeah, there's a note on here.
I'm finding myself on the second page, and who I'm finding is Premier Drywall is always number one. He never changes, and he doesn't even have an ad spot, but he's doing something to stay at the number one spot every time. And I have never, not once, been on the first page since I've bought this package. So that's kind of part of my other issue as well.
Yeah, it's saying here there's a note from September 9th that Google had suspended your listing, and they're approving the reinstatement. So it takes, you know, sometimes 10 business days to get
suspended?
That. They do it for different reasons. Sometimes they're waiting on a business license or, you know, different variations. But if anything's needed from you, customer support will reach out to you and let you know, what the correspondence is. So when Google gets back to us and they let us know what the problem is, then if anything's needed of you, we'll call you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But,
September 9th. So that means my site hasn't been running and you've been charging me.
No, that's not true because the website stays up and running. All 60 directories that you're on stay up and running. The mobile optimization stays fluid. So if mm-hmm. the Google listing goes into suspension, that's something that, you know, does sometimes take a little bit of time to get it out. But in the meantime, everything's up and running. There is a big orange banner at the top of your site right now that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just because we're having trouble with the payment. Once the payment mm-hmm. goes through, that orange banner comes down. But, I mean, you're definitely, it's still working because you got calls through the site on 915, on 912, another one on 912. So,
Louise was a friend and the other ones were all junk. About 80% of my connections, about 80% of my connections are junk. There are people trying to sell me subscriptions and telling me how bad you guys are. I've gotten four or five in the last 2 months telling me how bad Splash is, and they get complaints from people all the time. And it's all the same stuff that I'm having trouble with, and they're telling me how they can fix all that. So I'm not just going to go by another salesman's word. I want to find out for myself, but I am finding out for myself that what they say is what's been happening to me. So I'm not ready to give up just yet, but it would be nice if they were going to do $100 a month in Facebook ads, if they would let me know that up front, because I was never told that. Now, I do like Facebook ads, and I use them already.
Yes.
So I would like to do that, but nobody ever told me in your budget this is what we're doing $100 a month of. So if we I would like to just limit that.
Yeah, I'd probably take them off altogether if I were you, because if you're doing them on the side anyway, then why would, so we can do that. Nadine is the lady that signed you up initially, and I'm going to make sure that she gets some more training, because that's one benefit of working with Local Splash as opposed to any of those Mickey Mouse companies that are out there and trying to bash us, is that mm-hmm. because we're a premier partner to Google, Google mm-hmm. does allow us to bundle all of our services with the Facebook ads. But that's mm-hmm. not mandatory. You don't have to. It's just an added little benefit that Google allows us to do because we're a premier partner.
Yeah.
But what
I would
I'll
probably
do,
like
is,
to do that. Before we do that, I would like to update my Facebook page and make it look a lot nicer, because it's not very good, which is another thing. So to get all this changes and stuff done, do I need to talk to Nadine?
No, Nadine, all she does is sign people up. She's not a technician.
Okay,
so what I would recommend is I can make the adjustments to the billing and take the Facebook ads off for now. Maybe collect the $149 that's past due, and then have customer support reach out to you for the updates, and they will call you.
I'd like some kind of credit. Yeah, I'd like some kind of credit, though, because I shouldn't have to call you guys and tell you that my site's not up, and I had to do that. And I'm pretty sure I was probably down for a week. I don't know for sure. Maybe you guys know, but, you know, in the middle of my second billing cycle, I wasn't even up because I check it every day. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know, is that something you could do, some kind of credit on last month's bill?
I could apply a $50 service credit, and that would lower the past due amount to just $99.
Yeah, that'd be great. And then there was also a balance ahead for Facebook ads for the month, because a person I talked to a week or so ago said that they hadn't used all of that Facebook credit.
So that you'll still be able to use that. Even if I take the Facebook ads off, you'll still be able to use the remainder of the balance. But once that runs out, we just won't put another batch in. You know what I mean? We won't put another $100 in. But, you know, you can, if you want to, always call us and add it. But like I said, you're doing it on your own. So, you know, you might not even have to do that. So.
Okay. Yeah, I would like to do that. Yeah, I could just call up. Okay, so I do have a little bit of credit left there then for.
Uh-huh.
So, I would really like to update the Facebook page before I run any more ads, though. So,
of course, That's why I'll have customer support reach out to you, okay?
Yeah.
They can go over the revisions that you'd like for the Facebook. And, you know, since all I do is the billing, I'm applying that $50 service credit right now. So just give me a second and make sure that it sticks. And then do you want me to try to process the 99 on the same card, or is there a different card that you'd like to use?
I have a different one. I'm gonna go
way over here. So while you're working your way over, John, is it still the 9647 County Highway H for the billing address?
Yes.
On the new card? Okay. So that's easy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a Visa.
So, okay, go ahead.
4264-4704-7031. 3725.
Okay, expiration?
01 of 24.
And the code on the back?
777.
Oh, that's my extension, so you won't forget me.
Okay.
So, yeah, so let me get your authorization, and then you'll be good to go. And then, like I said, customer support will reach out to you. It says insufficient funds. Do you think the 99 is not available on this card?
It may not be. Okay. Try. Okay, this is going to be a MasterCard.
Okay, let me fix that MasterCard. Okay, go ahead.
5573-1002-5754-0892.
Okay. Expiration?
05 of 25.
5 of 25. Got it. And the code?
It is 906.
Same billing address, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's try this one. Great, this one worked, John. I got the green light for you. So thank you so much for updating that. And then, like I said, customer support will reach out to you within one business day. We're in California, so it's only 10 in the morning, so I'm pretty sure they'll call you today. But if not, no later than tomorrow, okay?
All right, then. Thanks a lot.
All right. Oh, you're welcome. Have a nice rest of your week, too.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.